Hello, everyone. We are up to page 269. We're up to Simon Kuf Zayin. Siv Gimel, we were talking about Tfilas Nedava as we spoke at length yesterday. Let's continue over here. Okay, another nafka between Tfilas Nedava and a regular Tfilas, says the Mechaber over here. Ain't Tzibur Mispalim Tfilas Nedava Klal. You can't have a Tfilas Nedava of a Tfila of the Tzibur. Tfilas Tzibur cannot be a Tfilas Nedava. Only a Tfilas of a Yachid can be a Tfila of Nedava. That's nothing, because once again, only a Korban Nedava can only be brought by an individual, cannot be brought by a Tzibur. Any Korbanos of the Tzibur were all Korbanos of Chova. There was no Korbanos of Tzibur that was a Tfila, was a Korban Nedava. So therefore, also a Tfila Nedava can only be done by a Yachid and not by a Tzibur. Tzibur can only daven the required tefillas of that day, three on a regular day, obviously Musaf on the days of Musaf, Ni'ilah on Yom Kippur, v'chule v'chule. Siv Dalet. This is what we talked about yesterday. We already gave a glimpse into this. And this is Lomaisa, after bringing down all the halachas of tefillas and davar, the Mechaber points out over here. It's a Chuvas Arash over here. He says over here, Arotza li spal tefillas and davar. Someone who wants to daven a tefillas and davar. Tzarech sheyeh makers atzmo zoriz v'zoyir v'omid v'daito sheyuchol l'chavim tefillas omir asher atzof. A person has to be, and he uses a lot of adjectives to describe, a person who has to be very, very careful that he's going to have the correct kavana when he is going to have a tefillas nedava. When we have our tefillah, we also know, we learned already many, many simanim talking about how important the kavana one has during davening. So he says, even the more so, if you're going to add an extra tefillah and do a tefillas nedava, you have to even be more careful in zariz and zayir and v'chuli v'chuli, all these things you have to be careful when you're going to do a tefillas nedava. Why? Says over here. Okay, aval imeini yachol lechavin yachol, because you cannot have this correct your kavanah. You're not going. So karenim bay leba lameli rozim chacham like yishayahu navi calls the klai. So we're going to bring korbanos that have mumin in it and korbanos that are not appropriate to you. Lami ro, I don't need all of these korbanos. You're not going to have the right kavanahs. You're going to be worshiping avodah zara on the side and bringing korbanos. What is this? Leave the korbanos to the side. Be shalom with the kadosh baruch hu. So too over here. If you are going to be adding tefillos because you want to add tefillos, but you're not going to have kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why do I need your extra tefillos? Die lano that you should try and have kavana for the three tefillos that we have of the day, and therefore the post can bring down velavai. And that's where we left off in the postgame nowadays with Shmuel Zalman, quote over here by Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlito, Dior Masla Rotza. He says, Ladas Admor Zal, Bismanazeh Shein Mechavni, nowadays where we know we have a much more difficult time with having Kavanah. It's not a problem starting in 2019, okay? 2018, it's the problems that have been going on for a long time. The post can write that our Kavanah has been going down and down and down. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, nowadays, Bismanazeh Shein Mechavni, Roy Lamait, but Filos Nadov. We are trying to be might. We try and not do tefillas nedava as much as possible. He's a filu bedvarim shekatva postim shigatna bedavim misafik. Even things we'll see many times. The Mishnah Berurah will point out we have certain sveikos and mechulei mechulei. So the Mishnah Berurah daven again and just have to deny that if you need to, it'll be a tefillas nedava. Even on those things where make it a din, you don't have to daven again. We don't do another tefillah even if you make a tenai by tefillas nedava. It could be that the one exception to that rule is the bir halacha that we saw yesterday, or the halacha we saw yesterday, is someone who's misupak vidavin over here. We have a Shulchan Aruch says beferish over there. Yeah, daven. It's not just the Mishnah Berurah coming along after we have certain sveikos. He says, oh, daven again with tefillas nedava. Those we do not add tefillas nedava. Over here, Moreno Rav Shlita points out over here, v'ayim b'sivayal bir halacha li rasul im. The Choras Kavana is over here. In this case, the Chavetz Chaim says beferish over here, not like the Chayy Adam, that one should file the psak of the Shulchan Aruch if you have a suffix, if whatever, how one has a suffix, if he daven or not. That's the mitzvah of the case over here, that he should go ahead and daven again and make a tenai at the beginning of its lechov, lechov, it's nedava. It is nedava, it's all the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down also that one should be careful of this, even though of Rov Zalamali Rov Zivalachem, the Aruch HaShulchan in Yos Yud Gimel says that one is a suffix if he daven, he should go ahead and daven and make the tenai that is mentioned over here in the Mechaber himself. Let's move on now to Simon. One more thing before we move on. And that is, if one is doing a tefillas nedava. I once was somewhere, and we had exactly 9 people, and they didn't want to go to whatever, to another minion, so they called another person over with the tent, and he said, but I davened already. And he said, okay, don't want to just do a tefillas nedava. You'll be starved to the minion. Okay? Okay, we see over here that's not a pasha thing to do. But not only that, the post can bring down, it doesn't even work. Someone who's davening tefillas nedava, he's not even mitzarif to minyan. It doesn't even count as 10 people are davening. You need 10 people davening b'chiv, and not that it's brought down in the Pesukei Tshuva, oz dal b'shem l'ksos ha-shulchan, that someone who's davening tefillas nedava is not mitzarif to minyan. Obviously, you could do Kaddish and Kedusha, you could do, you have 10 people that you could do Dvarish and Kedusha, but for it to be considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's not considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, even though he's davening a Shmoneh Esrei, because he's not davening the Tefillah of Chova. Simen Kuf Ches, Sif Alf. Okay, now we get from Tefillah Nedava to Tefillah Tashlumen. Okay, we all know that if one does not daven, and he was not done B'Mezid, he was B'Shoge, he was B'Ones, in those cases, you're allowed to do what we call a tefillah tashlum. You can make up the previous tefillah, and these are all the halachas over here. There's good base even, so we're not going to finish everything today. There will be a lot we'll get to only tomorrow and the next. To nanas. Okay, v'lo yipal shachas. Someone made a mistake, or he was nanas. Or it was against his... it was not his fault. V'lo yipal shachas. He did not daven shachas. Okay, we'll see only later on, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sikhatan Aleph, coming out to Lafuki Hazid, it's coming to Lafuki, the case where he's bemazed, and Siv Zayin, we'll get to the din over there. If one is bemazed, does not daven, then you're not allowed to do Tehillah Tashlum, we'll talk about more over there. But over here, assuming we're not bemazed, a person was Tal Nenas, Mitpal Mincha Shtayim, he's going to daven two Minchas. Now, which one is the Mincha, and which one is the Tashlumen for Shachris? So it says the Gemara in Bracha is passed over here in the Shulchan Aruch HaRishona Mincha Vashniya L'Teshlumen. First you daven the tefillah of that is in front of you, you daven Mincha. The second Shmoneh Esrei is really the Shmoneh Esrei from Shachas, and we'll see some nafkaminas. V'im hipech lo yotza yedei tefillah shei tashlumen. If one switches the order, and he does his first Shmoneh Esrei for Shachas, and then for Mincha, the first Shmoneh Esrei does not count. And we have to do another time. The second one's going to count because now we daven mincha. Okay, but then he would have to add another Shmoneh Esrei. He's going to have to go back and daven again. Now, in this case, what are we talking about? How is he supposed to know? What do you mean? First one, is this just a din kavana? Or is this something that he did in Shmoneh Esrei, a maisa that shows that he really meant the first one to be mincha and the second one shachas? Okay, the prime example is that Gemara talks about someone davens forgets mincha and Shabbos. So he's supposed to daven two Shmoneh Esrei and Mariv and Motzei Shabbos. Okay, but only one he's supposed to say a tachon and tano. The one that he's supposed to say for Mariv, you add in the extra tefillah of a tachon and tano. This other one, you're not. So obviously over here, if the first one is the tefillah chov, the first one you're supposed to say a tachon and tano. The second one you're not supposed to say a tachon and tano because that's for mincha of Shabbos. So if you would switch them over here, the first one you don't say Atachon Otano, the second one you do say Atachon Otano, the Mechaber is going to say Beferes, based on the Gemara, that you would have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei, because the first one you were not Yotzi. So in that case, it makes sense, you did something in your Shmoneh Esrei to show, but what if just your Kavanos was not like this? Look at Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zayin. Vim Hipech, Peira Shaita B'daito Shitei HaRishon L'Tashlumen. According to the first opinion over here in the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're just your Das is incorrect, that you think your first Shmoneh Esrei is for the Tashlumin and the second one is for Chova, because you think in your mind, first I should do the one for Shachris and then I'll do for the one for Mincha. Okay? Lo Yotze, you're not going to Yotze. Lo Tiknu Rabbanah Shlomo L'Zanji's Askus with Tefillah Chiyuvos V'lo Kodom Chen. Only after being Osek in the Tefillah of the Chiyuv, then you can do Tefillah Tashlumin. You can't do it out of the other order. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh B'fak Fim Lomer Shein Laksu Shein Tzarech Laksu L'Yitpalel En Kin Gila Daito B'Ferish L'Tfilah Shein Shnei Ahil L'Shem Chova V'Rishon L'Tashlumon U'Kin Gon Shu Motzei Shabbos V'Hivdil V'Shnei V'Lo Hivdil V'Shon Kamo Shit Bayer. And some say, no, like I said before, it's only when you do a mice in your Shmoneh Esrei that is Megalatos. It reveals that your Das was incorrect in this case. How do we pass? And says the Mishnah Berurah, Ulin Yedina Katav Apri Chodesh V'Apri Magadim Shein Anu Al Divrei Mechab. We only have the words of Chen Hetik Der Chaim La'Alach. U'mikol Makom Tov Yoter Shebe'et Shechozer Mipalo Yasna V'Yomer Im Einu M'Choyiv L'Yispalo Pan Shenis Amin Mipalo Tov B'Torah Sadova. This is sounding familiar. He goes back to that thing before in what we just saw over here in the Mishnah Berurah. We saw it from Rosh Hashanah Zalman that we don't add Tefillas Nedavas nowadays. We don't add Tefillas Nedavas nowadays unless... Okay, unless it says Beferish over to do a Tefillah Nedava. But over here, this is a case where you have 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. He sounds like he says over here that the Ikar Deis really you should go like the Das Mechaber. Sounds like the Pashas that you should do a Tilas Tashlumin. That just the fact that your mind was like this. He does say it over here that better to do a Yasna V'Yomer that I'm going to do it B'Toris Nedav. So, good question over here, whether we should follow this halacha, we should or be machmer for these yesh mefaktvin lomer. L'chora, this should be similar to the case over here, that Sif Aleph and Simen Kuv Zayin, where the mechaber is selassim beferish to daven, and it's just a chumra to do tefillas nedava. If that's the case, where this is just a chumra to do tefillas nedava, so then you should do like the mechaber, and very nice, you added something nice in your mind that you do it also for tefillas nedava. But if that's not true, and we want to be machber for the yesh mefaktvin lomar, to do tefillas nedava is not going to be so good. I believe Marina Harav Shlita told me that in this case, you should be samach on the yesh mefaktvin lomar over here. As with Ferris over here, there are many poskim who hold that you should not do tefillas tashlumin over here. Or I'll have to ask Harav again exactly for the final psak. Again, I'll give Zat Hashem, we'll come back to that tomorrow, because it's a little unclear over here, I believe. In terms of how we handle tefillas nedava nowadays, which one to do in this case. But the point is over here that the first thing is tashlumen has to be, the first is the regular Shemoneh Esrei, and the second is the tefillas tashlumen. Okay? One more thing, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dalin, Ukashushli Atzibur. If, let's say you didn't daven shachas, okay? You didn't daven shachas, and it was not amazing, and you have to do two minchas. So what if you're asked to be the chazan for mincha? So you're going to do a chazar as a shas anyways. It says the Farish in the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon Dal, Ukshushi Atzibar Yotzi De Ashloma, Vimashem Aksar Atfila B'Kol Ram. That's what you do, a chazar as a shas B'Kol Ram, you'll be Yotzi or Tfila Stashlim like that. V'yichavin B'Bishil Atzmo, you have Kavana, number one for yourself, that this will be your Tfila Stashlimin. V'gam Lotzi B'Mishenu Baki, and also what the general job of the chazan is, to be motzi, which is not so common nowadays, to be motzi, someone does not know a daven Shemoneh Esrei himself, he'll be motzi that person also, and he'll do the regular job of the chazan. So you can do both at the same time, and therefore that's a good eitzah. Someone has to daven tashlumen, he can ask to be the chazan, and he'll be yotzi the second tefillah when he does chazar sashas. Siv beis, ta v'lo hispalu mincha. Someone who makes mistakes is not daven mincha. Hispalu arvish time, you daven two maris. Harishona arvis. The same thing we learned in all, the first one is going to be Marav, the second one is going to be your Mincha Shemoneh Esrei. Tov, lo yispal arvis. Someone makes a mistake and does not daven Marav, yispal shachris tamin. Also shachris tamin, the Av may not be over. Why do you have to keep on repeating this? Maybe because Marav is really Mikra Din, only Rishus. Nowadays he took on pause in herself, Chova. Still, you would still go ahead and daven to shachris if you did not daven Marav. Harishona shachris, abezat tashlumin. La'acher shomer yotzer v'shmona esrei brachos yomer asrei v'acher v'acher gai yipal shmona esrei v'tashlumi arvus. First though, if you are davening two chakras, is one for marav, one for chakras. So after, only after you do, obviously pesuk zimra and berkas kriyachma. Then you would go ahead and say Ashrei, and then you go ahead and say Shmona Esrei again with Tashlumei Arvis. Okay, Kivichenk, Shmibal Arvish time. So too, if you forget Mincha, you're doing two Maris, Mishum Shloi Bal Mincha, Yomer Ashrei Bein Tfilo Tfilo. Once again, we learned this last time. Okay, we saw this already in Siman Kufhei, that in between the Tfilos you should say Ashrei, you should have the Hefsik, perhaps you should say Ashrei in between them. So this is going back to this din over here, that even though we see over here that one is supposed to have the tefillos together. The tefillos are really supposed to be together, okay, one after another. Bishus Marina Rabin Arav. Okay, we can ask Harav our Shaila right now. Okay. Okay, let's ask Harav. You hold. Arav Shlita. We're talking right now about Tfilas Tashlumin. Tfilas Tashlumin, and it brings down the Stam Day of the Shulchan Aruch, sounds like even if one's Kavana was incorrect and he davened the one for Tashlumin first, even if it wasn't a Maisa Mochiach like Bayat Hachanotano, he should repeat Shmoneh, he should have to say another Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah then brings down 2 days though. He says that's a Stam Shita of the Mechaber. And the end he says, L'inyan Dino. He writes, that you should go back. Since over here, the Iker Shita of the Mechaber is to repeat, over here we would be so mechamekah tonight that it's for Tfilas Nedava. Yes, only in a case where really mikra din, we should not daven. In that case, so. And the same thing by the Mesplak of the Mechaber and Kuv Zayin Sif Aleph by someone in Mesupak Lit Palel, who says, Beferish the Mechaber over there to make this tonight. In this case, also, we're so Mechan. So, Kitzas Arab said, Lamaisa, like we said, that any time you have Tfilas Nadova, that Shulchanar passes Baker to Din, the Mishnah Berurah just throws in the Chumrah. To have in mind that you do tefillas nedava on the other side, then for sure in those cases you would go with that psak. Okay, and that's it. So now in Siv Beis, just to flesh out over here before we call it a day, is Siv Beis. We learn over here that really the tefillas are supposed to be samach to each other. Okay, you don't start. Let's say you daven one tefillah and then start. I don't know. You're going to wait for the next minion for an hour, and you'll daven Shmoneh Esrei with the second minion. No, you're supposed to be mitzameid the two tefillas together. Tashlumin is supposed to come right after the tefillah of Chovah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say, like we saw in Siman Kufay, you can't do it directly after. You have to wait at least the time it takes to walk to Aladamas. But even more than that, he says to say Ashrei in between. The Mishnah Berurah points out, for sure, forget about Ashrei. We also, if you're talking about Shachar, it's called in Yud Beis, we also, for sure, you have to say Tachlin after Shmoneh Esrei. Why? The Ein has to be in Shmoneh Esrei the Tachlin. There's a din, we'll see later on. And Hilchos Tefillah, that the Tefillah of Tachlin, its Koach, comes from Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, we never want to separate Shmoneh Esrei from Tachlin. You don't ever have a Hefsek in between there, so you want to daven all Shmoneh Esrei in between over here. You want to daven first Shmoneh Esrei. Yuzu Tachlin, says to say Ashrei also, and then you'll daven your second Shmoneh Esrei after that. It sounds like over here, also, even at Maariv, you should daven Shmoneh Esrei, then say Ashrei, and then daven another Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Magen Avraham quotes the Mekubalim over here in Sivkot Yudalit. He says over here, in the Sivkot Yudalit, second line in, V'yeshmachron shekot b'shem Mekubalim shelo lomar Ashrei ba'arvis. We don't say Ashrei at Maariv, v'ashrei b'shvil tefillas mincha. Even though it is for tefillas mincha, gan ken yesh lahachmer b'zeh. Okay? Therefore, we don't go ahead and say Ashrei at night. You'd still have to wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, because that you have to, you can't go directly into the second Shmoneh Esrei. Bezrat Hashem, we will continue from here next time with more Tefillas Tashlumin. Adkan for today.